all. We brought them to our land. An endless night. Ember hot and icy cold. The rage of the earth. We made this curse. Carved it in the blood on our backs. We did not see. We could not, but she did. And in the end...
What will I become?
Senua Saga. Hellblade 2.
Play it now with Game Pass.
All right, I'm Perry. This is in plain sight. To my right, Star of All Things Blaze TV, the one and only Mr. Brandon Steele. My levels of tech illiteracy continue to amaze me. I always thought I at least get to like 40 before I just felt that I was completely incapable of keeping up with things. But it's come much sooner than I expected.
Well, you know, time passes by for everyone.
Yeah, so says Linkin Park.
Yeah, that's how you know. That's how you know you've gotten old, because you don't know what the chords are for.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I couldn't set any of this up if not for you. I have no idea how to make any of these things work.
Yeah.
I turn them on and hope for the best. Speaking of technological advancements, I finally did something I should have done long ago, which is I read Corey Good's comic book.
Nice.
So we're going to go through that. It's not going to take long. It was a very short book.
Oh.
So we'll do that, and then the back half we'll watch Corey's latest update video.
What do you do? Just quit at like 30 pages?
It was not much longer than that, yes.
Nice.
It was... We'll get to some of it. I'll show some pictures and shit. But before we even get to that, throw this up on screen.
Hell yeah, bro.
This is what showed up.
And then I fucked the blue chicken's asshole.
This is just, I searched the title of the comic book, Ascension Chronicles, in my Kindle, and 90% of the results are homosexual erotica.
That must be a pretty sweet gig to be the dude who writes those books.
You think it's a dude? I think it's got to be a chick.
I mean, most of them are chicks. I assume the gay ones are probably dudes.
Could be.
I mean, it's definitely single women.
They're very poorly written, which...
Well, that's why it's a sweet gig.
Yeah. That probably shouldn't be a shock to anyone, but if...
I bet they one-shot these. They probably write it, just sit down one night, and whatever they churn out, that's the whole book.
Oh, absolutely. If anyone wants a sampling, if you just go on the Kindle store and, like, filter by free novels... Most of the free novels are just like erotica, and boy, are they poorly written. It's like someone's transcribing a porn for a blind person.
I mean, that's pretty much what it is. It's just wine drunk, horny, like single, lonely women.
Yes, writing paragraphs about dicks.
Yeah, it probably is a fading hobby. I don't think the Zoomers do this shit.
Well, you know, what's weird is one of those trends that kind of still. Trending upwards is the amount of women who prefer that stuff over like visual pornography. They prefer reading about it.
Man, ladies are weird.
Yeah, I don't get how that
works.
We're
the perverts. You're jerking off to a book, woman.
Yeah, can you imagine beating it to a book?
Yeah, you fuck. Who's the pervert here?
I don't even know how you do that. That's too many hands involved.
Yeah, I can't get hard to literature.
No, I'm not that voracious a reader. No. All right, you can take this down. Let me get back to my other notes here. Which, again, shouldn't take terribly long. It's I suppose my first clue that this book was going to be shit is the fact, when did Corey start promoting this thing? It had to be like 2016, maybe earlier.
I think he was flirting it around then, and I think he really started pushing it around the break with David.
And then they did like a whole fundraiser for this.
I think there were multiple fundraisers.
This was like a big fucking deal for several years. And then...
When they were the talk of the town.
Yes. But then it came out, and I didn't even know it came out. It came out 2022.
And he probably tried to sneak release it because he realized it wasn't going to sell.
Well, I do think, and we'll get to that, but yes, I do think this is of such poor quality that he realized if the people who donated money saw this, they'd realize...
They'd be furious.
They got swindled. And along those lines, I was kind of stoked to read this, as weird as that sounds, because this is like the first time anyone's actually tried to tell this story in like a linear fashion.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the time we kind of just have to piece this shit together from like YouTube videos or Project Camelot interviews. So this was like his attempt to put it all in one place. But he kind of failed at that. And then the art style, I'll eventually show some of it, but I think he just, you know those apps where you can like take a picture and put a filter on it to make it look like comic book?
Yeah, they have that in Final Cut.
Yeah, I think that's what this is. I don't think anyone drew this shit.
He just acted it out.
Kinda.
What a funny thing to do. In the time of AI art, you should have been able to cobble something together.
Well, it just should look better. For raising like hundreds of thousands of dollars and promoting it for years, there's one of my favorite things in this was Corey's physique from like page to page. His weight would like rapidly fluctuate. Like in some scenes, he's morbidly obese, and the next one, he's like very skinny, and then his body proportions are all out of whack.
I wonder if the dude with the ponytail drew this.
He was listed, Mike Wazowski or whatever his real name is. Yeah. He was listed in the credits, but I think he was like a producer. I don't know how you produce.
I can see
book.
Corey being like, "Hey, can you draw this?" And him being like, "Yeah, sure." And it just sucking.
There was some guy who the person actually listed, the author, was a guy who worked at like DreamWorks or something. He wrote How to Train Your Dragon. I don't know how he got fucking suckered into all this.
Well, he phoned it in.
Very, very clearly.
How much you'll pay me? Yeah, sure. I'll write your stupid fucking book.
Yeah, you didn't even phone it in. This was like telegraphing it in. It's just very low quality. All right, so in the acknowledgments, Corey gave a shout out to David. He said, "I'm indebted to you beyond words for helping me bring my information to millions of people, sticking with me through thick and thin, and the unwavering support, trust, and belief in my experience." So this was interesting to me because, as I just said, the book came out in 2022. Mm. So this is already like well past the point where Corey and David have split up due to beef.
Yeah.
And then Corey tried to completely cut David out of the profits of the movie.
Yeah.
But obviously Corey can't make that public because...
No, he needs to be the good guy.
Right. It doesn't look good for the savior of humanity to be airing petty relationship grievances.
You can't be betraying your friends and be the savior.
Yeah. Now, along the lines of things being presented linearly, before the book even starts, Corey lays out there's like the team, there's good guys and bad guys. He lists all the players in this cosmic opera we're about to experience.
Team one and team two.
So on team good guys, we got the Blue Avians, the Zulu, the Mayans, and the Anshar. The Blue Avians, those are the giant blue chicken guys. They're supposed to be guiding humanity to the ideal timeline. It was also revealed in the deposition they're not real. Corey invented them in his head. Then there's the Zulu, and as best I can tell, this
are they
is
black?
Just, yeah, but that's it. They're just black.
Zulu Nation, dude.
But they're just black people. They don't have like special.
Well, I wouldn't expect Corey to understand the. Well, they thieve really good.
Well, this is how he describes it. The Zulu dance their way into surprising forms of supernatural service.
They hippity hop their way into the world.
Literally, that is their only function in this book. It's like randomly the Zulu show up on the planet and do like a tribal dance.
They just bring fried chicken with them.
Yeah, it was. It's like aggressively racist. I'm not one to call things racist, but this, like, I don't think we need people with
hell.
Like,
yeah, just wearing FUBU and shit.
Yes, it was shockingly bad. And then the Mayans, they kind of serve the same purpose, except they're Mexican instead of black.
Right.
They're the healer race.
Oh, okay. Healer.
And then we got the Anshar. The Anshar were also, in the deposition, Corey said those were made up and not real.
Right, right.
But in for the sake of this book, they exist millions of years in the future, are in a timeline battle with the Draco.
Wow.
And piggybacking off the Draco, Team Bad Guys is composed of the Dracos, the Draco's AI God, and the Shadow Watchers.
Wow, that's a pretty cool name.
Yeah, the Dracos are powerful and have psychic abilities, and they feed on fear and suffering.
Wow.
And then the Draco AI God, which I think was just made up for the purposes of this book. I don't recall him ever mentioning this before 2022.
I realize the Draco were coders.
Well, so this AI god controls them via injected nanites. Wow. It's also taking over society due to its presence in our technology. I think that's like 2 months ago or so. We did that episode with Carrie Cassidy where she was giving her very wise takes on Israel-Palestine.
Right.
And during that, she talked about how... like the Dracos are taking over our toasters and refrigerators.
Hell yeah, bro.
I think this is what she was talking about.
The nanites.
Yeah, the nanites have gotten into our Frigidaires and our toasters and are going to...
They've infected our appliances.
I don't know what good that does, But
we can't make toast.
Yeah, and that will be the
that's the end.
That's the straw that broke the camel's
They're
back.
Like, no, they're going to give up once they can't butter their bread properly.
Just some guy furious at his toaster. He's going to go shoot up a bunch of kids.
No!
And finally on Team Bad Guy, we have the Shadow Watchers. This is another group that I think was just made up for the comic book. They're of unknown origin, and they were sent to Earth to specifically spy on Corey and his family.
Wow, the blacks are spying on Corey.
What shadow? The term Shadow Watchers was interesting to me because shadow people are what the people suffering from like methamphetamine psychosis.
Yep, the schizophrenics.
That's what they call it. So yeah. I do find it rather peculiar that Corey's own delusions are named after the delusions of people on drugs.
You know, that's probably a little bit of a Freudian slip.
Yeah, there's also a little further evidence of that theory later on. Corey, he tried to come across less crazy in the deposition by saying that this book was composed of events both real and fabricated, but I'm of the opinion that the original intention of this book was to be his autobiography. Like, I don't think...
Probably.
Had that deposition not come out, I don't think he would have said any of that stuff. I think in lieu of that, we'd still be thinking that the Anshar were real. And the
he never would have admitted that, no.
Yeah. And I bring up the fact that this is probably Corey, or at least what he wanted us to think was reality, because from the very beginning, it's just... I mean, it's insane. Very insane. In the very beginning, Corey is shown as a toddler-aged child who is called out into the night by a mysterious voice, which is also kind of what David said happened to him as a kid, and I don't know who stole whose story here. But so Corey gets lured out into the night, and then a giant flying pirate ship comes and takes him into space.
Nice, dude.
And then from there, we reset to the present day where Corey is playing with his kids in the yard. And then due to some roughhousing with the kid, Corey gets poked in the eye and he has to go to the doctor where he's told his eye wasn't just poked, but he's suffering from astronaut eye.
Oh, no.
Now, hold on. Let me, I have a picture here.
Not the old astronaut eye.
Yeah, which I think is a real thing. I don't believe anyone told him he's suffering from astronaut eye. If you want this... So this is this is what I'm talking about with the proportions. Notice, look
why are his hands so big?
That was the first thing I noticed. His for those of you just listening, Corey's hands are probably, I mean, they're about half the size of a four-year-old in this picture.
Is this like some Picasso shit where they're manipulating proportions for effect?
I don't know. And then his nose is all out of whack, too. I should read the dialogue. Corey is saying, "Hold still, you little monkey." And then his kid is saying, "Ha ha ha ha, no, no."
Wow,
and,
riveting.
And that's about the level of dialogue we will see throughout this entire thing.
Why is he wearing nurse scrubs?
Everything about this is wildly confusing.
What's going on in the background?
Oh, I cropped this. There was the rest of the page, but it's Corey frolicking about in his backyard.
To be honest, it looks like he's about to molest that kid.
That was my thought. He also kind of looks like that happy merchant, like the anti-Semitic meme thing.
Yeah, young version.
Yeah, he kind of looks like that, like if that guy put on a polo shirt. All right, you can take this off. Well, there's more pictures we will jump to in just a bit. Where was I on this? Right, he got poked in the eye, la, 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 la. And then, so he has to go to the eye doctor. And we get a little bit further insight into Corey's life before fame in this scene, because the doctor's asking him what medication he's on. And Corey, now, he says this in the book, but again, I think this is probably legitimate. He says he was taking 4 milligrams of Xanax a day along with Vicodin and sleeping pills.
Nice, dude.
Which is... 4 milligrams of Xanax for a guy who's not a drug addict.
That'll get you fucked up, bro.
I mean, that's pretty significant.
A little Vicodin thrown in, and that's a good ass day.
Yeah, it does sound pretty nice. But yeah. I mean, when I worked at the mental hospital, the max dose you could give a day was 6 milligrams. But that was like for the criminally insane people.
Yeah, people you gotta keep sedated.
Yeah, so I mean, 2 bars of Xanax, a couple Vicks, and some Ambien will... That'll have you sitting pretty.
You'll be talking to the Anshar.
Yeah, which, you know, that may have something to do with how a lot of the story was fabricated.
You know, I've come up with some cool shit fucked up on benzos and pills.
Yeah, we should have monetized it. I mean, I guess that's what this podcast is. What am I talking about? All right, anyways, back to the plot. Corey is put under anesthesia at the doctor's office, and he begins to remember things about what he did at his previous job. He still hasn't realized he's Jesus yet, but there's a line in here that stood out to me. The Corey character says, "I have all these images. They're like deja vu, only I can't tell if I've lived any of it." Which,
wow.
So a few pages before he says that, though, he mentions he suffers from a seizure disorder. And I kind of flagged that because one of the symptoms I had after I had a bunch of seizures is I also like couldn't discern reality from
your brain has been scrambled.
Yeah. So I think this makes more sense to me in that framework because I was having all kinds of crazy delusions. I thought I had been like kidnapped by aliens as a kid, all kinds of wild shit. But I kind of realized at a certain point, like, hey, I think I
was tripping.
Yeah, I think I probably would have recalled that sooner if I was kidnapped as a child. I feel like I would remember that.
Yeah, you know, that's one of those traumas you think would stick with you.
Yeah, I'd have to be a Olympic level memory repressor to let that go. But Corey, apparently, he just decided to embrace his delusions.
Well, I mean, yeah, look, enough pills and brain damage and you come up with some pretty neat stuff.
That is the recipe for this.
Yeah, and you'll believe it.
Yeah, if you take a bunch of opiates and benzos and then fucking seize out.
Yeah, you're probably going to believe it next time you get fucked up.
Yeah, the great pirate ship in the sky might come for you too if that's a cocktail, Jan. So a few nights later after this very, very important trip to the eye doctor. By the way, we're already like halfway through the book.
Nice.
Yeah. So a few nights later, Corey's laying in bed and he's woken up by Gonzalez and an army of Mayans. Also, Gonzalez, he doesn't have any superpowers. He's just Mexican.
He's just Mexican. Yeah. And that's why he gets along with the Mayans.
Yeah. He's just Mexican, but in space.
Okay.
So he really has a way of taking minority characters and then just not giving them any ability.
He's just making tacos in space.
Yeah.
Pretty.
he
rise.
Gonzalez delivers my favorite line to Corey, which is he tells him all of Corey's problems in life stem from the fact that Corey, he knows too much.
Wow.
Which is...
I've never heard that before.
Yeah, that's that may be one of the most classic crazy guy lines is like, it's not that I'm insane. It's just I have so much truth.
You smoke too much. You swag too tough. Yo, bitch too fine. They're going to kill you.
Yeah. So again, further insight into the mind of one Corey Good. Gonzalez, I should also mention, for some reason in that part of the book, his wife also comes out into the living room while a bunch of Mexicans are in the, like in the middle of the night, all these guys show up. And for some reason, she's kind of just cool with it.
Oh, hey, guys.
Yeah, she didn't seem particularly disturbed by the fact there was like 10 dudes in their house at 3 in the morning.
Maybe that's not a rare thing.
Yeah, they run a bang house. Gonzalez and the Mayans, then they take Corey off planet and place this like memory crown on him. And they take him back in time, kind of like a Ghost of Christmas Past deal.
Right, right.
They tell him that his grandfather, as a result of being a conscientious objector,
is a homosexual, and you need to get him to fuck your grandmother.
It's Back to the Future. Wait, what about Blacked to the Future?
You got to go back in time and get a black guy to fuck your grandmother.
So I don't know if this part is true, that his grandfather was a conscientious objector in World War II. If that's the case, he's a huge pussy.
Yeah, your grandfather was gay, okay.
Because that's like, the one war.
Yeah, you gotta fight the Nazis and the Japs, dude.
Yeah, that made you like really cool.
Yeah, that was the last war where it was sick to fight.
Yeah, so anyways, because his grandfather was a conscientious objector, he had been signed up for genetic experiments in lieu of going to the army.
Oh, nice.
And that that is apparently what gave Corey his special
They gave
powers.
Him syphilis.
That would also explain the deterioration of his brain. Here's throw this up. We got a picture of Corey and his memory crown. Wow.
Wow, look at the detail.
More ultra fine. He has the world's smoothest face, and they just kind of plop the features onto a smooth surface.
Why does he look scared?
I guess the memories are so frightening.
He looks confused.
And more excellent dialogue.
Or like he just ate a bunch of acid. And he's like looking at the wall moving.
Yeah, this is probably when he was in like a psych hospital and they were doing that electrotherapy.
Yeah, they were trying to shock the crazy out of him.
Let's enjoy some fine dialogue. Gonzalez, stop arguing and start remembering. Let your thoughts drift back.
Wow.
But also, so look at his face here versus his face here. It's completely fucking different.
It is almost like two different people drew most of these.
You see what I mean about the AI quality to this, though, right? Like,
yeah, the proportions are wrong.
It's all uncanny.
Why are those
valley.
Hands so small?
Here the hands take up half the fucking frame, and then here they're tiny. Maybe, I guess, Mexican guys have tiny hands.
That is possible.
You can take this off. Yes, I don't think there was a piece of dialogue in this whole thing that was longer than like a sentence.
Corey wrote it.
If there was a way to freestyle a comic book where you just like wrote it as you spoke, that's how they did this.
I think that's what he did.
So then we jumped to Corey's My Lab Intuitive Empath days. Corey, he was used as a human lie detector test when the military was interrogating lizards.
Wow.
And then he also did stuff like traveling to the center of the earth to telepathically fight the dinosaurs. Those dinosaurs were there to protect the crystals that contain the earth's entire historical record.
Hell yeah, dude.
None of that was explained any further. Mm. It was just stated.
They're magic crystals, dude. What else do you need to know?
Yeah, let's enjoy. Here's Corey interrogating the lizards.
Wow.
We have...
They look like black monkeys.
It does kind of look like if
they
you
don't
put,
look lizardish at all.
It's like if you put scales on a gorilla.
Yeah.
More excellent dialogue though. Here's the interrogator. We've got confirmation from our IE to the Draco is lying. IE, of course, being intuitive empath. Stop stonewalling me, you ugly low-caste reptile.
Wow.
You do know the location, your cabal safe house. And you're gonna tell me, or please, I don't want to see this. I don't want to do this anymore. Damn it. That Draco's nanites fried him before he could talk.
Oh, no. He got burnt alive from the inside out. Look at young Corey. He's traumatized.
Well, I'm glad you pointed that out. I don't think that's supposed to be young Corey.
They drew a child, so.
They sure did, didn't they?
Yeah. That's 1,000% a child.
And the best part about all this is there's no setup to any of this. They just like produce this situation and expect everyone to somehow understand
how we got there.
Why Corey, they don't even explain what an intuitive empath is. They're just like, he's a lie detector for lizards.
Maybe Corey figured you would already know.
I think that is the biggest problem with this is about like halfway through. I realized like, if I was unaware of the whole backstory, I would be 100% lost in this.
Yeah, there's no explanation. This is you have to have the pretext.
Yeah, you can take this off. I'm sorry. How could I forget? There's one more fantastic picture here. This is Corey fighting the moon Nazis.
Oh, wow. Stepping on their flag.
Yeah, for those just listening, we see an army of people dressed like Halo, I guess.
Yeah.
In the foreground, there's a boot stepping on the Nazi flag. And then in the background, there's a dune buggy on fire, which is interesting because there's no oxygen on the moon.
That's what they want you to think.
I guess so. But fire kind of needs oxygen. So,
well, you know, this is different fire. This is moon fire.
Yeah, that's true. This is Nazi moon fire. Yeah. It's just so fucking retarded. I guess that's supposed to be Earth in the background, which just kind of looks... blue.
They blow you away.
Yeah, there's no landmass on it. All right, now we can move on.
So detailed.
Yeah. Corey, yeah, so he then goes on to bring up, by the way, I'm reading this like literally as it appears in the book. This nice. Whole thing where like the plot doesn't make sense, that's how it's presented. Corey brings up having suffered from terrible nightmares, and Gonzalez points out that the nightmares were most likely the result of PTSD. And this is another case with that pesky deposition. If you'll all recall, in that deposition, Corey was directly asked if his PTSD was a result of fighting aliens.
Right.
And he said, no. It's from a traumatic childhood. But
fighting aliens.
But... yeah, he in this book presents it as the PTSD is the result.
He never even lied to the questions he could have. You could have just been like, yes.
Because how
you
are they
can't
gonna,
not prove that?
Yeah, how are they going to disprove it?
Oh, you disprove the existence of aliens. Balls in your court now, buddy.
I guess outside of just pure common sense.
Hey, common sense doesn't mean you're not right.
The deposition was great, but I really do wish we would have saw it go to court with Corey claiming all this is real. Like, if we could have got the Anjar and Blue Chickens into the actual court proceedings, that would have been a very fitting end to all of this.
Yeah.
Then, so from the PTSD, we get another. Corey brings us on a trip down memory lane. This lasts one page. So in one page, Corey recalls running from human-sized bats with werewolf heads.
Wow.
And he found not one, but two separate Bigfoots. And then he went to the moon and danced with black people.
Nice, dude.
That's the only appearance they have in this book, is they're just like doing a jig on the moon. I guess I shouldn't use that word.
They're doing the Congo drums.
Yes. Corey then finds out he's the reincarnation of the biblical prophet Enoch, and that if he fails in his missions, the heavens will be set ablaze and the world will end.
That's pretty cool.
And then back in the normal realm, Corey contacts someone who's... some of the characters in this book are real people, but for whatever reason, this character is Carrie Cassidy, but he didn't call her Carrie Cassidy, even though it's clearly Carrie Cassidy.
I guess maybe he didn't want to get sued.
She just, it's her, but she has like the stereotypical Karen haircut instead of her other
It's Karen
haircut.
Cassidy?
It is. So he contacts her to try and get his story out there. And then later that night, Corey is watching... Project Camelot or whatever they call it in the book. He's watching that in bed, but he gets kidnapped by a just jerking off to Carrie Cassidy. If anyone's doing that, they gotta kill themselves.
Yeah, dude, just be gay.
Anything but that.
Yeah.
The Blue Avians introduce themselves as the collective consciousness known as Ra, and Ra is of course from the Law of One, but then again back to that ever increasingly problematic deposition footage. Corey said he didn't believe the Law of One shit.
Nope.
And he just brought it up to kind of appease David.
Yeah.
So it's really a disaster class when you look at that deposition and then compare it to the comic book, because it's like literally the entire plot, all the parts that would have made it cool is like, that didn't happen.
It ruined his whole plan.
Yeah, it really, like it legitimately did. It ruined this entire fucking thing.
We took it all. We brought them to our land. An endless night. Ember hot and icy cold. The rage of the earth. We made this curse. Carved it in the blood on our backs. We did not see. We could not, but she did. And in the end...
What will I become?
Senua Saga. Hellblade 2.
Play it now with Game Pass.
Blue Avians, right. So the Blue Avians then tell Corey he needs to save the world. And Corey says, the three different people tell him he's got to save the world in this.
Wow.
Corey then says the line that's required of any Messiah guru or cult leader. And that line is that he doesn't want to be a Messiah guru or cult leader. He's just a normal guy.
Yeah, super normal dude fighting moon Nazis.
Yeah, I absolutely detest this sort of false modesty. Corey has formed what I would consider to be a cult. And all the content he releases directly centers on how great he perceives himself to be. And all of Corey's issues stem from his insane narcissism. All those lawsuits, that deposition we talk about, it's because people were online pointing out that he's saying fucking insane shit.
Yeah, but I don't even know if I'd call him a cult. I feel like that gives it too much credit.
I don't know what one step down from a cult.
I think he's just a con man.
Grifter? Huckster?
Well, grifter for sure.
But
he's mostly just a liar and a fraud. Cults at least usually have a purpose.
Yeah, you're right.
They're doing things usually of some sort. This is just like, hey, buy this comic book. It sucks.
I think at one point, maybe in like 2015 or so, it probably could have been considered a cult because they had like a significant following. But you're right. When it gets reduced to... like
just like
dudes.
Cults do things, though.
They're more organized.
This was just like, give Corey your money. They were more pay pigs than followers.
Yes, he's a fin dom.
Yeah.
he did talk in one of the other videos we did about how he's trying to buy some like parcel of land where he and his most faithful followers can live.
Well, someone's going to have to do the physical labor. He's not capable.
Well, also, someone's going to need the money to buy the land, which Corey's, playing broke at the moment. Right. He's a guru. And then we get the betrayal. Our Carrie Cassidy character.
Oh, no. She's a double agent?
She snakes him by, she pretends she won't release his personal details, but then she does it anyways, which is actually...
Oh, she doxed him?
That is what actually happened in real life.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, it's the funniest thing Carrie has ever done.
That's the only real event that made it into this thing.
Yeah, so she just said she was going to release it, and that kind of forced Corey to step off of being an anonymous character on the Project Avalon forums and, like, come forth and talk to David. And here... Let's take a look at comic book David Wilcock.
Nice, dude. Hell yeah, bro.
Look how fat Corey is in this picture, though.
Wow. It almost looks like they were cutting and cutting out real images and trying to paste them onto drawings.
I think these pictures might have been
stolen.
Yeah, from something else, and they literally just put the head on.
Because like that face, that's a picture.
Yes.
That's not a drawing.
Same with Corey's.
Yeah.
But then, like, compare the body from here or here to that. Like, that's just, unless Corey put on 80 pounds, that's a completely different person.
I mean, that would make sense if it was, yeah, literally pictures from something else that they pasted faces over.
Which seems most likely. But so as a result of Carrie outing him, he had to come forth and do his cosmic disclosure interviews, and let's enjoy some more excellent
dude
dialogue.
David must have been so psyched about this.
This is probably the happiest moment of his life.
He probably saw this like, thank God I'm not fat.
David says, and you didn't see him anywhere else in the airport or after you landed? Corey says, no, he had one of those forgettable faces, you know.
Wow.
But he was definitely military. And then David says, oh, I have no doubt of that. The question is, which military? And then Corey says, listen, Mr. Wilcock. And David says, please, Corey, call me David.
Wow.
And don't be nervous. You're safe here.
Can I suck you off?
This is another one of those instances where if, like, you didn't know the background, this panel makes, like, do you know what this is in reference to?
I mean, obviously it's the first time they met.
Right, but the story he's talking about, do you know what that's...
No, not really.
Okay, exactly.
I mean, I'm sure I've probably heard it, but I don't remember it.
Right, so this is, Corey claimed he was at an airport bar once, and some, like, military guy bought him a shot, and he didn't take it, and then someone else took the shot and threw up. He's wow. Like, that guy tried to poison me. Instead wow. of just thinking, like, maybe the alcoholic who's accepting shots from strangers at the bar might have had too much.
Yeah, maybe the drunk pounding vodka at noon.
Yeah, maybe the dude who shit-faced in the airport just poisoned himself to the point where he vomited. All right, anyways, most of the stories, as I was just talking about, these are all stories we've heard a million times, but they're done significantly worse within the comic book. Like it really shows how badly he needed David, because David was able to take these crumbs and flesh it out to like a whole lecture. And now we get the whole story, like being poisoned by a government assassin. You should be able to stretch that story to two pages, pages, maybe.
That should be a pretty interesting story.
Some people might even be able to turn just that story into a book unto itself. But for Corey, it's about four lines of dialogue.
Nice,
and
dude.
If you don't know the background, you won't understand it.
It's
at
like
all.
He just wrote the outline with bullet points and was like, you know what? I think this is enough, and just used the bullet points.
Well, that's it. I think another one of the things they talked about in the deposition is Corey wanted like a bunch of creative control over this shit. And I think it really shows, because in his head, like, he knows all the background of this stuff, so he probably doesn't think it necessary to explain it. But to someone just like walking into this uninformed, it literally is nonsense.
He was too dumb to think other people would need context.
And so now we're basically at the end of the book here, by the way. And so it bounces back and forth. It goes from Corey being in bed, which, by the way, his bed in the book, his entire family sleeps in his bed, like Charlie in the Chocolate Factory.
Yeah, I was gonna say, what?
they don't explain it. I guess maybe they're scared of the Mayans or something. But
so they can't have separate beds?
Right. They all share a bed to, wow. to protect themselves.
That's from, how close-knit the family is.
Space Mexicans. But it just, it goes back and forth. He's in bed, and then some group, whether it be Gonzalez or the Blue Avians or someone else shows up at 3:33 a.m., and they take him off an adventure.
Right.
That adventure lasts about a page.
Nice.
And then he's back in bed. The final showdown here, the dramatic showdown, Corey, he has to serve as a translator, which they don't, again, they don't explain this.
Explain why?
Well, in one part, he was, you know, he was the lie detector test. And then in the final showdown, he's the translator. So I don't, the real reason is he's supposed to be able to, like, communicate telepathically with everyone. But they don't exactly explain that. So he's serving as the translator between the Draco and the Blue Avians. And Corey yells at the Draco, terrifying them, causing them to flee. He saved the day. From what he saved them from, I don't really know. And that's the whole book.
Nice, dude.
That the biggest waste of $10. And if I had promoted something that long and that ferociously, and this was the final product, I would cease to do anything creative.
Yeah, I mean, his mind, he probably thought it was pretty sick.
Oh, I think he thinks this is great. Yeah. We'll get on to some Amazon reviews in a second, but here's the final showdown. Very clearly, that's just a picture of Corey where they colored the eyes blue.
Yeah.
So I think this is Corey, like, charging his superpower here, and he's talking to the Draco, and then he saves the day.
Wow, look at those action scenes.
Yeah, this is, and the Draco had children for some reason. I don't know whose children or what race they belong to. There's just like three kids dressed up like came out of the Flintstones.
There's just children?
And he has to,
Wow, the Draco are pedophiles.
They're coming with me. But we can do this like a flip book almost, like one of those Captain Underpants things.
The final battle lasted 2 pages.
Yeah, that's it.
What a climax.
And then at the end of the book, they promise them, like, there'll be more stories to come. And nothing has been put out since.
Well, I mean, look, give it the same timeline. In about 4 years.
Yeah, maybe sometime about 2028, we'll get the second.
We'll get the conclusion.
I literally read that entire thing, made that PowerPoint, and did the outline in like 50-ish minutes. It was so incredibly short and worthless.
I mean, he clearly just gave up.
There's also all the reviews on Amazon, all the 5-star ones are like clearly his cult members.
Oh, nice.
Where they're just talking about how great it is. But I feel we'd read some of the critical reviews. 2 stars. There didn't seem to be a real point, at least for me. I understood what the so-called storyline was, but it just didn't seem to be anything but a reason to draw some aliens and make a comic book.
That seems pretty accurate.
It is. 1 star. Very disappointed. I can't believe all the stars from the feedback. Seriously, I was trying hard to finish this as soon as possible. I love Corey and have been following him since years. I really wanted to support him by buying his comic, but honestly, I'm very disappointed in pretty much everything from this book. Oh, I'm disappointed in everything from this book, the graphics and the story.
Yeah, it is garbage.
1 star, terrible art and story. I'm a graphic novel fiend. I read 5 to 10 a week. I simply love the genre. But when I read this GN, I can only say that this is a low-budget production where they use photos run through Photoshop as the... I guess maybe that is what it is. I don't know. The story is confused and really incomprehensible. There is no character development at all, and the story is so scattered that I had to go back several times to figure out what was going on. A rank amateur production on every level. Also feels like there is a narcissist behind the entire graphic novel. I highly recommend against this mishmash, confused, low rent with terrible storytelling. I would rate it lower than this, but I cannot.
Damn, that person was heated, bro.
Well, it's also, I should also point out, you know, I got it on Kindle where it was only $10, but if you paid where...
Retail?
Yeah, I think. Oh, is this just the Kindle? Yeah, hardcover, $65.
Damn, bro, you can't be buying that.
$65 for something you finish in an hour.
Paperback is $50?
Like, it, I mean, that's
more than a dollar a page.
Grand Theft Auto 5 was $60.
Yeah, what?
People played that for a decade.
What paper is this printed on?
Oh, I don't know. Money fucking embezzling paper?
It got to be printed on some wild-ass paper to cost more than a dollar a sheet.
Yeah, it was just a letdown on every level, even from a point of wanting to make fun of it. Like, it's not even good enough to be able to get an episode fully out of mocking it.
To quote Hunter Biden, those are Hennessy rates, bro. You get fucked.
Yeah. All right. Let's go to more recent Corey. This is him from a few days ago. Disclosure potentials of 2024 of SSP updates, explanations on AscensionWorks.tv. I think this is going to be him and our Mike Wasarowski friend.
Hell yeah. Our favorite child predator.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to SSP Updates.
With his $12 headphones.
This is where we explain information from previous updates. And then every once in a while, I bring you fresh intel as well.
He does not.
This happens to be one of those times. I know we've been talking about bringing the Zulu information, which is fascinating.
Well, that's good, I guess. I hope he explains.
You see, there are a bunch of boobs.
To a lot of people, it's out there to read, and we're excited to expand upon it. But right now, the environment, the crazy environment within Intel communities, and it's a mess. So it's not very often that I get these updates.
They just don't happen as much
anymore.
No, it's also very convenient that the updates cease to be as frequent once he stopped working with David.
Yeah, I mean, look, we know who the brains of the operation was.
Yeah, well, even though he told David he was too narcissistic to meet the aliens.
Yeah, David has a gift for narrative.
It's so funny that Corey, in his head the whole time, he knew he had made up the Anchar and Blue Avians, but he still held meeting them over David's head. Like, well, no, you can't meet them. You're not good enough to meet my imagination.
If he gave up his source, then David would, you know, have no need for him.
Poor David. The more I read into Corey, really, the worse I feel for David.
He really just got taken advantage of.
He just fully trusted and loved someone, and yeah, he just got absolutely ass fucked.
He thought he found a brother in this crazy world.
Yeah, it turns out he found a weasel, a backstabber.
Thought they were conquering the world together, coming up with all this cool intel, and it's just, nah, Corey was just telling you what you wanted to hear.
He was just lying.
Yeah, he's just lying, taking money from you.
I received a little bit of information that I want to share with everyone
this
week, and Mike is going to...
That would make me so happy. They did the whole, like, he just did all the intro with the music, and then the video's 2 seconds long. He's like, I'm gay.
I'm gay.
And then they all just play the
outro. Thanks, folks.
Thanks for joining me here, Mike.
I like taking
cock. How's it going, Mike?
All right.
Thanks,
talk to you tomorrow.
It's going pretty great. Yeah, I love getting these updates, and I love getting a chance to ask.
I'm now allowed
so
within 300
about.
Feet of a school.
He looks crazier every time we see him. He's, first of all, I think he's wearing two t-shirts, and then his goatee is getting thicker and thicker.
He looks like he got fired from the Geek Squad.
He looks like a recovering heroin addict. Like the way
the clothing.
Yeah, the way there's a certain look junkies have where the t-shirt just sits awkwardly on their skeleton.
Yeah.
He's got that.
The cheap headphones.
Yeah.
Some of the nuances of these, it's pretty public knowledge now that there's a lot more movement going in Congress since we had the congressional hearing with David Grush, and it seems like things are accelerating now with many congressmen, Tim Burchett also being one of the leading people trying to really push for more hearings, more disclosure, wherever we can get the disclosures happening. But I guess there's a lot of pushback in this process too.
Yeah, there is. There's a lot of pushback. Quite honestly, at this point,
sped up?
The U.S.
I may have asked. Nope. That's normal.
They sound funny.
They do.
UAP whistleblowers would love to have had the disclosure community stable and
ready to fight
behind them. I feel
like this is running at like 120%.
On their own. pretty much. And so they do need our support right now, making calls to Congress, emails.
So please go threaten your local congressman with death if they don't release the files.
I will kill you if you don't tell us about the alien.
You need to call in bomb threats to Congress until they release the documents.
I also like that now Corey's updates are him just regurgitating stuff that was broadcast on television.
Yeah.
He used to go to space with the Mayans and learn from them, and now he's like, I was watching CNN.
I turned on Fox, and guess what?
Tucker was talking about aliens.
He was talking to me about aliens.
In our recent online webinar, you should check that out. Mike can put some information.
Do you have info on how to make an IED?
yeah, we're hearing a lot about Congress really becoming more and more active. And I recently received a bit of an update on what's going on behind the scenes. Uh-huh. And I had given updates in the past that turned out to be pretty accurate from these people about...
I can't think of a single one that ended up being accurate.
Well, you know, pretty accurate.
That's true. That's one of those nice qualifying words that kind of removes your responsibility.
Ballpark.
Yeah.
40 people coming forward, and some of the stuff from the last update hasn't come out yet. I'm told that'll be next year.
It's just not. They haven't dropped it yet.
What a great workaround. Oh, it's still true. They just haven't said it yet.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's coming.
Any day.
But... So they have been decently accurate, and so I figured I would share the information.
Feels like he's questioning himself as he keeps talking.
With everyone today.
Great. Thanks. So you're mentioning 40 whistleblowers. First of all, maybe we should clarify, is this a very specific group that's working together, or is this just a general term for people who have been coming forward?
I don't know.
It is a group of 40-ish people that has been organized.
Hold on. So that guy, he asks him, is this a group, who is in this group? And Corey says, it's a group of 40 people. Yeah.
General term for people who have been coming forward.
It is a group of 40-ish people.
Excellent insight.
Wow. Yeah. Who's this group of 40 people? Well, it's a group of 40-ish people.
That has been organized.
It's organized like a group.
Behind David Grush.
It's one of those organized groups.
Themselves, there might be little groups of four or five of them that have known each other for a long time and that are talking in the background, but it's not.
I knew the group would have groups.
Wow.
40 of them all getting on a bridge call and taking a vote to do this. It's... I don't know how to explain it other than that.
That makes sense.
Well, Congress, that was a terrible explanation. So I just don't think you knew how to explain it, actually.
Just worthless information.
Wow. And that's why he wrote such a beautiful comic.
Coming from top level insiders.
Yeah.
There's people and those guys are doing stuff.
Some other groups. I can't really explain it. It's pretty complicated.
Yeah, it's high level stuff.
Yeah. You wouldn't understand.
Major pushback in the background from the military intelligence community about UAP transparency. It's more than we're hearing about publicly. They're being obfuscated and just
bitch,
little
you don't know what that word means.
Being pulled to cause problems quite a bit. And within Congress, there are, and I think we're going to get a list at some point, a number of representatives who are heavily paid by the defense contractors.
Yeah, and dude, that's public record.
Yeah, what is...
That's not... You can look that up.
Yeah, this is... I guess his top-level insider is Google. I don't... None of this is breaking new ground.
All documented publicly. But some of these people are the ones causing a lot of pushback in Congress as well as people being threatened to losing their level of access to certain programs, even though they're in the Gang of Eight. There's like all kinds of weird things going on, I'm told. And these 40...
There's a lot of editing going on for the minimal amount of information we're receiving here.
There's something weird about the video.
Yeah, I can't tell what it is, but this is bad even by their standards.
Whistleblowers. A lot of people in Congress are acting as though we really want to see this. We know there's something there. Well, they're saying this, but they have already, a lot of them have already been given unauthorized briefings from some of these people where they've been shown documents, video, photographs, that sort of thing.
There's no detail. It's just there's guys and they work with the government, not a particular portion of the government, just the government.
Just the government in general.
Writ large, and they're receiving information of what variety, I don't know.
Unimportant.
But there's guys learning things.
So
says my
there's insider. No way to really put the cat back in the bag, because some of these documents have been shared with, like, you know, people. Some kind of well-known people right now in the nuts and bolts UFO ufology movement, and they're expected to start coming out next year. There's no way to put the genie back in the bottle at this point. We're going to start getting disclosure. It's going to be a very slow and controlled disclosure, unfortunately, but that's what we're getting. Just because we're not getting...
Did you see that that shit about Miami?
Yeah, that they think it was aliens?
Yeah, I haven't. That's a developing story as we're recording.
I think it was just tall blacks.
It also, all the people who are putting out that it was aliens online are black guys. I don't...
Please come, Shaquille O'Neal is killing people.
But it's... It is kind of weird. Usually don't see the black folk participating in the alien space. So maybe
that's how weird it was.
It almost makes it more believable to me.
No, officer. The aliens robbed that Foot Locker, okay?
Well, there was also the police response to it was not very proportionate to what they claimed happened. There was like 100 police cars there.
Yeah, well, they all wanted to get a picture of the aliens.
Yeah.
Full disclosure, it'd be idiotic of everyone to start throwing rocks.
Why the aliens robbed them all?
We can get.
That's a mystery.
They wanted clothes.
But some in the community are doing that. It's
aliens
really weird.
Love sneakers.
They really, they really just want to track suits and Nikes.
Alliance. They've noticed the exact same people that attacked me and others are now attacking David Grush in this process. But in addition to that, there are additional laws that are being as they are finding out more in the background from these secret briefings, they're finding out details of things they need to investigate and laws they need to pass.
Do you think he's going to say one fucking specific thing in this? The finding details?
I sincerely doubt
about
it.
Stuff?
I sincerely doubt it. He's not a details person.
No, he's a big picture kind of guy. Yeah. He lets all the plebeians
fill in. He puts all
in.
The pieces together. He just doesn't know what the pieces are.
Yes, that's our thing. It's like we gotta take the breadcrumbs and do our own baking.
So there are going to be more eminent domain types of laws coming out next year. And these new laws are setting up a huge... legal battle between military intelligence, a handful of aerospace and other materials types of corporations, and Congress. They're going to be fighting it on the base of national security, and also the big argument is going to be how much proprietary technology and materials have been developed from it. Who owns all of that?
He's just such a frustratingly dumb man.
Yeah, boy, is he.
There's a big, big legal battle keying up.
Oh, speaking of a legal battle, Stavati has been sued yet again I think it was, it was someone like the electricians or something. They owe someone another $100,000.
I mean, I don't think they've paid anyone, yeah.
No, it certainly doesn't seem that way. And also their like tax amnesty is going to run out soon. They're trying to get it extended. But if not, Stavati is going to collapse very magnificently in short order here.
But the legal battle itself will be an admission that this is real, you know, to a degree. We don't, you know, that something's real about it. That just
everything.
That battle alone is going to be an admission. As if we need it at that point.
Do you think that's going to be public knowledge? They won't be able to cover up all these legal proceedings.
No, these legal things will be like in federal courts and that sort of thing. So it'll be public.
The lawsuits, they're going to be in a courtroom.
Wow.
Also, it is interesting to note that Corey is dealing with like 5 lawsuits himself, and now all of a sudden the aliens are going to have to deal with lawsuits.
They love litigation, luckily.
Yes, the Canonians.
Now, what I was also told is that these legal battles and all these little things that are being done in the background to just stymie and slow down this investigation, it's being done as a stall tactic that these aerospace companies are currently building other facilities that are proper for them to continue their studies on, and they are preparing to move these technologies outside of the U.S. and into international waters, meaning, who knows, that could be, what, Antarctica, or it could just be deep in the earth. Wow. There's been a...
I don't know, Antarctica is not international waters, I don't think, but that doesn't really make a ton of sense. I don't know why someone would just completely move their... I guess they don't want the governments to own the technology, but...
I mean, who knows?
It feels like it'd be a huge pain in the ass to start building UFOs in Antarctica.
It would be cold.
Legal argument for decades made by these companies, anyway, that just like certain distance off of our shores, you're in international waters,
yeah,
you're not under legal authority of that group. They say the same thing about the depth of the earth. So they have
interesting
these bases.
I'm not actually sure that's true.
Facilities deep in the earth that they believe are so far down that they're no longer under the legal purview of any nation.
Yeah.
So apparently they're preparing, and it's not an easy task. They need time.
Also, why is he speaking of the inner earth base as a hypothetical? And then the fucking book we just covered, he literally says he went to the inner earth bases. That's where he fought the dinosaurs in order to save the earth crystals.
Right.
So maybe, I don't know if he already forgot he did that, or, you know, he doesn't want to blow people away with his insider knowledge.
I mean, maybe I wonder if he's just paranoid about saying things on the record anymore.
Because it will eventually be used to make him look like a silly goose.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, a good year at least to prepare the location and start moving all of these items. Even though there'll be a paper trail, they'll have admitted that it exists. There'll be an illegal battle about who owns it. They won't be able to send in the cavalry to come and take back the items, because they will be outside of international waters legally and be unreachable. So they'll be like, yeah, we have it, but there's nothing you can do about it. It's an international waters kind of thing.
Right.
And then all of these, they're expected Congress to start levying.
Well, thank God all these dark programs respect international waters.
Yes, they all agree with all the aliens really are big fans of the U.S. law.
Yeah.
Also, I could have sworn there was something about like the ownership of the land extends all the way down. Like, it doesn't make sense, because when then couldn't a country just dig deep enough and then like tunnel into the United States if they really wanted to, even though that'd be damn near impossible.
I mean, you would assume so.
Yeah. Well, if Corey's the savior, we're all fucked. Yeah. It's all game over.
He's not a good savior.
Contract. It could turn into,
especially as a guy who's supposed to be the translator. He's supposed to be trained from birth to be a supernatural communicator.
Right.
And then this is how he talks.
Yeah, he's very subpar at it.
A really long, drawn-out battle where things are leaking out here and there. But
you mean just like your own legal battle?
That is right. Kind of how it was set up for me, what they're expecting. And next year, there are going to be a lot of hearings, UAP hearings, a lot of information leaking out.
Yeah.
Did you have any questions about what I...
Yeah, so it sounds like this is kind of
anything specific, yeah.
Yeah, do you think you could actually share any details?
Yeah, do you have any actual details, maybe?
So far we got... There's 40 people, and those 40 people are they're going to know stuff.
Because they're a group, yeah.
And then that stuff the 40-person group is going to know is going to be used in big legal battles. About
right,
what,
right.
We don't know.
No, but legal battles that will be victories.
And then somewhere in there, defense contractors are going to build laboratories deep within the center of the Earth.
Yes.
A microcosm of what's been happening with the secret space programs, where they just find a way to bring the technology outside of the purview of the government, outside of the view of any potential for oversight.
Yeah.
And I assume that's just how it always is going to be with people who actually have the secrets that they don't want to allow to make it back to the hands
you
of Congress.
A
so I guess
little
Congress
bit.
Is limited, maybe.
Little bit.
Does that mean that there could potentially be more
wrong button.
in the world?
For international cooperation. That's what I wonder about. If it's international waters, can there be some kind of treaties to go after these groups?
Oh, yeah.
Not really. I mean, international waters here.
No,
no.
Yeah, I mean, they're pretty much.
Just the exact opposite of improv. It's instead of yes and, it's no. And not only no, but no.
No.
No, absolutely not.
Yeah.
They believe anyway. Now, new laws can be passed saying we extend these, you know, the international community can agree that that is not legal. They can change the laws, you know.
Oh, they can manipulate the laws.
There's a lot
benefit.
That can be done, but that takes time.
Information.
I never would have thought
that.
That
gives these people time to move things, hide things, and further exploit the technology to make money off of.
What technology?
During the process. You know, what they do.
Technology.
What corporations do on all levels. You know, they engage in legal battles, but while they're doing that, they still continue the behavior.
Yeah.
Maybe I could step back and ask,
what does that mean?
Are you receiving this from a group you would call the Earth Alliance?
Yes. Yes.
What? Wait a second.
Now I thought they lost.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was about to bring up, is in that that video he did where he's just wandering about the mountains. He did say the Alliance failed. Maybe he later realized how bad that would be for the sake of the plot.
Yeah.
So he kind of has to bring them back, kind of like when, you know, they kill off a character and then they magically show up in the next movie.
Well, it kind of would just been like Star Trek if they lost.
Yeah, if someone just like in the first scene just shot Luke in the head and
just
died.
Destroyed them all. And they're like, well, that's the end.
Well, shit.
This comes from, I have to be even more careful these days.
Yeah, because you're a liar. Yeah,
people that have currently or formerly in the military and that are connected to the Earth Alliance.
Okay.
Just there's nothing there. Everyone rewind in your mind about 10 years when Corey would use specific names and locations for all this shit. And now it's just the information came from people.
Yeah, as vague as possible. David was the details guy.
He really did. He did. Corey laid like it was kind of like color by the numbers.
Yeah.
Corey would outline the picture and then David would go in and kind of fill it all in.
Yeah.
But we're not getting any Gonzalez's or raw tier ears or.
No,
or,
there's no depth.
What happened to Corey's Pleiadian wife? He was married.
That bitch left him.
Yeah, I guess maybe his wife got jealous.
Took all his shit.
What's left of it.
Took half of
so is this Earth Alliance group that you're talking about, are they in communication with many of these people connected to Grush who are helping steer things?
I don't know. I know that they're supporting these people. This group kind
World's
of
biggest insider. I have no idea.
Top level information.
Of people that were just like finally wanting the information to come out.
Yeah.
And they weren't directly involved or connected to the Earth Alliance.
Uh-huh.
But the Earth Alliance has kind of moved in and I don't know the level of communication, but they're fully supporting that movement now. And they're asking everyone else to do that as well. So that's as much as I know about the relationship.
All right. Another thing that you shared with me, an interview with John Ramirez where he was talking about the
was news. Do you want to talk about your deformed
where
penis?
Were expecting humanity to become more aware of the
Peronis, presence of ETs.
Do you know anything more about that
was botched
timeline,
by
that subject?
I tried to get a dick lengthening surgery and it went horribly wrong.
I got a Chinese dick lengthening surgery. This is the doctor after he fucked it up.
Forgiveness, please.
Going around, that's a rumor that's been going around. Depending on who you talk to, it's 2027 or 2028. The people I had heard from said 2028. That we had been given some sort of deadline to make the presence known of some certain ET group, because between now and then they were going to start doing it. They were going to.
Now I will say, in terms of timelines here, Corey is very much different from everyone else. Everyone else, David is Memorial Day 2025. Cliff High was talking about how like February of next month is going to be some big deal and then the world will collapse somewhere within like 2024.
That's pretty cool.
So Corey, I guess, has the most optimistic view if he thinks we're still going to be around in 2027.
Well, he's playing the long game.
Hopefully he learned his lesson from how everything collapsed with him and Dave, and he knows to,
Well, the thing about the world ending is that would mean the ruse is up. But if the world is always going to shortly be ending,
yes,
you can keep asking for money.
Also, the good move when you're a guy who actually goes to space is you can always save the day and prevent the world from ending.
Theoretically, yeah.
Because you can go out there and, you know, talk to the aliens and straighten them out with your telekinesis. That you.
Oh, they don't respect me.
Start appearing more and more in disguise.
The comic book.
And between now fans. And then, no. I'm told to expect an exponential increase in people seeing UAPs. Not contact, but just visual. That's how it's going to begin.
That is very unfortunate that he said that a week before people allegedly saw aliens in Miami.
Yeah, that's too bad.
It really, their batting average is less than zero.
Yeah, comically bad.
Because not only are they wrong, they say the exact opposite of what actually ends up happening.
So, you know, we'll show that clip.
In many ways, I think the word got out.
Forgiveness.
Within the government that they're showing up.
Why did they just cut to this random Asian dude?
I don't know who this is.
And if not, there's going to be a lot of explaining to do.
Did this guy accidentally record over his video? What's going on?
Happened within,
we're just
going
to get home videos of mics.
Inside the government, in certain areas inside the government.
But yes, my information.
So
also,
he's just regurgitating information from another YouTube video.
Yeah, why did they show that? Now they're just, here's what we stole.
Here's what that guy said. A guy who we're not going to introduce or explain his credentials, why we should believe
Look
him.
At these. This Jap.
And I think I even put it out, it's almost a couple years ago now, that 2028 is when we're going to be introduced to a certain type of group. And between now and then, we're going to be informed of three or four other ETs, one group being hostile, and the other two or three that they're going to let us know about are going to be somewhat indifferent to humans.
Amazing.
So that is supposed to come out leading up to this grand revelation in 2028 or so.
You think it's part of a strategy that they're not talking about any positive groups, or is this just the information that they have?
No idea.
I think the positive groups made offers to us early on, not to go the way of...
He even speaks with the cadence of a liar, where he's pausing to be like, how do I say this?
He's got all the tells.
Yeah, he really... Man, those lawsuits really fucked him up.
Yeah, took all his swag away.
Yeah, that lawyer really wrecked his confidence. Yeah,
just destroy him.
Stay away from the Greys because they were tricksters.
And
we ignored them. We've tried shooting them down to get their technologies. Haven't proven to be very trustworthy to the positive ones. The negative ones, various governments through time on our planet have made deals with them. So they've become entangled with us much more than the positive ones.
Wow. That's amazing.
T fucking sucks. Dude.
Brilliant as always.
He really fucking sucks.
Yeah, he has no gift for gab.
I need someone. Someone is going to take over this entire field when they come out and are just semi-literate and capable of writing a story.
Well, that was David, and then he went cuckoo.
Hey, he sure did, because I've read a lot of books. You know, there was, seven Michael Prophecies books, and then this comic book, and then I read Synchronicity Key. I need to read something that doesn't fucking suck.
Yeah, Q ruined David's potential.
Someone's got to do better.
It's amazing he's made such a successful career out of lying, being such a terrible liar.
David really covered up a lot of his flaws.
Yeah.
And I don't really think the career is that successful anymore.
Well, now not so much, but at his peak.
Because I believe in one of the more recent court filings, he was trying to say he can't hire a lawyer because he doesn't. You can't afford it.
Well, I mean, look, they both fucked their money away.
Yeah, they sure did.
But they were successful for a time.
God, I hope Corey represents himself in court.
That would be something. Yeah. And I wouldn't put it past him.
No,
Your Honor, I'm an empath. I'm innocent.
Well, the defense, please stop wooing at the jury.
Please stop wooing the jury, okay? This is your third warning. I'm going to keep in contempt of court.
Yeah, normally I would have said I think he'd do that, but I think he's actually lost faith in his abilities.
He does seem shook.
Because when they were killing it, I could see how a narcissist would look like, everything I say is fucking gold. Everyone's telling me I'm going to make $1 billion doing movies. Of course I'm awesome and right.
Yeah.
But now, when you lose all your lawsuits and you don't have a TV show and the guy was going to get you the $1 billion comes out and says you're a liar, that probably hurts, you know, the old ego. You might start questioning yourself, like, maybe I wasn't great, and maybe I was just a fucking barnacle on the ship of David Wilcock.
Yeah, he's got the yips.
Yeah, he does. He's Markel Fultz. He can't shoot.
He didn't know how to play anymore.
He should, maybe the Mayans can heal his fucking
He should go hook up with one of them Zulus.
Yeah, do a little dancing. He's got to do some therapeutic dancing on the moon.
Yeah,
again.
You got to shake it off, buddy.
All right, patreon.com/hiddenplainsidepod. We're going to watch Cousins Fucking.
Hell yeah.
Also, dude. I think, we still have the car one to go out at some point, I believe. The guy who's jerking off in the parking lot.
Right.
Yeah. So everyone can look forward to fucking sex freaks. I guess. The Patreon has really just become Friday is space weirdos. The Patreon is just everyday weirdos.
We've gotten a fascination with just utter freaks.
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun. I've really enjoyed just the crazies. At Hidden Plainside Radio on Instagram. You're at Brand Steel Hidden on Instagram. We're at The Hidden Pod on Twitter. And until Saturday live stream, 6 p.m. Central. Hoodoo.
Mamba out.